Yeah, Greg, it is pretty exciting. We're going to have a pretty substantive crane down there, roads blocked off, barrel plans. We're going to be putting the solar panel arrays that are going to go on the top of the apartment complex, on the top of the 200 up on the roof. Really a christening. You've seen these christenings where the boats float, you know, the big aircraft carrier floats down and they hit it with the champagne. Well, we're going to christen these things. Our champagne bottles are actually going to be confetti champagne bottles, so that'll work. But we're really excited about bringing in another next generation piece of technology to Jackson, to the Smart Energy District, and to our community.
Building looks fantastic, doesn't it?
It's really coming out well. It's amazing. I was talking to somebody the other night and they said, well, it's come together so quick, and we've been working on it for almost 2 years. And, you know, being shut down for a couple, 3 months kind of put our work schedule behind, but we are really pleased with the work that R.W. Mercer has done, embellishments and all the things they've done. And I think probably the most important thing about the way the building was built was that 98% of the contracts were awarded to Michigan contractors, and of those, 68% of those were awarded specifically directly to Jackson contractors. And really the only non-Michigan contract was the GeoPeer Foundation, which nobody in Michigan does. So we try to remain as devoted and committed to Michigan and to Jackson as we could when we built the building.
William, do you have a target date for an open?
We do. We're really excited. December 1st. The city has been great. We anticipate having our certificate of occupancy on December 1st. I understand we've got a little bit better than 20% of the building already leased, in the first week and a half of accepting leases, which is remarkable considering, you know, all the challenges that everyone's had to deal with. So, yeah, December 1st will be the move-in date for the first tenants, and could not be more pleased.